Nobody was maudlin enough to say it quite this way, but today was the first day of the rest of their lives for about 25 members of Congress. Some of them are retiring voluntarily, others were fired by the voters last month. They spent this morning getting advice on how to disengage from Capitol Hill and find new careers. NPR's Peter Overby went to the conference, too, and here's his report.
You know that old Groucho Marx line about not wanting to belong to any club that would have you as a member? For the newly defeated, that might be the United States Association of Former Members of Congress. The association's president, former Congressman Jim Slattery, was already speaking when Congresswoman Catherine Harris arrived.
Catherine, good to see you this morning. Yes, okay. I was just commenting earlier, I'm a little bit reluctant as to how I address you all, you know, to say welcome.
Democrat Slattery lost a bid for governor in Kansas 12 years ago. Republican Harris got buried last month in a Senate landslide in Florida. If you kept in mind that Congress is a place of absolute privilege for lawmakers, you could listen this morning and almost feel those privileges slipping away. Don Kelleher from the House Sergeant at Arms talked about free parking.
The parking plate that you have, that I wouldn't use that around D.C. too much, but it certainly will still give you access up here.
And when Bob Hess, head of the Congressional Federal Credit Union, gave his pitch, he added this.
We do have about almost 45,000 members of the credit union, so sometimes some of my staff may not pick up on your name when they do call in, so please don't hesitate to identify yourself.
Then again, nobody visibly winced at Linda Ortega from the finance office.
Your final paycheck will be February 1, and that will be a two-day paycheck. Out of the two-day paycheck, we will take your full health insurance premium.
A gaggle of successful former lawmakers came in to talk about job prospects. Nobody wanted a microphone around for that. But panelist Jim Coyne, a one-term member who now runs the National Air Transportation Association, summarized afterwards.
And our message was, in many respects, you're just beginning the most interesting part of your life, where there's some really wonderful opportunities in the private sector.
As the session broke up, Catherine Harris said her immediate plans are travel abroad and more time with her family. Most of the other newly defeated lawmakers kept their heads down and kept walking. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.